Tampa's firepower and depth on full display here tonight?
Yeah, I think it showed. I think you know they're going to create. I think at times when we did get hemmed in, and they get that defenseman really active in the cycle. There were some times where it looked overwhelming for us, but we hung in there. I would have liked to see us take some more, you know, rebounds away, because they scored on the first goal as we rebound, and that's just, you know, it's covered. But I think when you get guys in active like that, it kind of confuses some simple things where if you stay in your quadrant, someone's coming right back to where you were.
Can you walk us through your penalty shot opportunity?
Yeah, he made a good save. I actually did what I wanted to do with the puck. I just missed my mark a little bit. I wanted to go under the glove, and, you know, that's my bread and butter, I think. I think if I score there, it kind of changes the complexion of the game a little bit, and he made a good save, and I missed my shot, and that one's on me.
Would have made it 3-2, I think. The chances or the opportunities that you had, I think, am I safe to say, Bob, that scoring first or staying as close as possible for as long as possible is a dumb thing to say here.
Yeah, but you're right.
Your best scenario.
It's what we have to do to remain in the game. When you have a young team and you got guys that haven't been through losing in the league, right? You get to where you want to chase games too quickly, and I think that's going to be part of the learning curve for us down the stretch, is to stress that. Listen, no matter if it's 4-1, 5-1, whatever the score is, do the things that we were doing when it was 1-1, and we get the next one, you go from there. They tighten up, and you never know. But when you start to, and especially against teams like this, when you start to chase, they're going to make you look silly, as they did when they made it 4-5-1.
Maybe going.
Chris Kelly as well.
Kells is really good. I think he's got a great feel for the game. He's so closely removed from it that he still can kind of understand some of the reads and the plays, and he made a lot of good points, and didn't show any nervousness, right? So it's weird when you've played with a guy and then he's back behind there telling you to do things, but I think he's got all the makings of somebody that's really poised and calm and that, and then that'll balance Crow. I think he's a little... he's a little more in your face, which is a good thing. I think we need a little bit of that at times, and he's got he's won a cup in the league. He's been around forever, and he's another guy that's got a great feel for the game. I think you saw that we rotated a little more into four lines and really got everybody involved, and I think if we're going to be successful going forward, we have to have that. So, good starting point for all of us, but especially them too, right?
Good. Thank you.
No problem, guys.